back when I was in grad school, I was a young shrink. A shrinkling. We had girl shrinks, we had shrinkettes. And then we had those of us who just kind of went through the motions, shrinkatons. I was in grad school. When I was studying for my doctoral candidacy exams, there was a theory widespread. It was called the concentric circle theory, something like this, the social drift hypothesis. In essence, it said that as you got closer to the inner circle of a city, the rate of serious mental illness went up. And the theoreticians were wondering, why is that? What's going on here? What is it about living in a city? Is there a higher concentration of toxic chemicals? What's going on that you tend to find as you move closer to the city, as you get within the inner rings, more people who struggle with serious mental illness? Okay, now we're not talking about people who are discontent and misadjusted regarding life. We're not serious mental illness. Thought disorders, hallucinations, delusions, what would traditionally be known as schizophrenia, okay? And what emerged from that theory is that there was a social drift. Folks who have serious mental illness have a very hard time running their lives well. It's very difficult for them to hold a job because if their symptoms flare, obviously they can't function. Or they're unlikely to get married. Or sustain a relationship, or financially, part and parcel of their fragmented thinking is not being able to manage money, bad judgments, etc. And in essence, the mental illness affects their lives so dramatically at so many levels in so many ways that they tend to drift toward cheaper apartments in the inner city. Social services, public services in the inner city, or and when I say inner city, I mean in the very close proximity to the center of the city. And as you get further out, you had, by and large, less incidence of people living in those areas with serious mental illness. Concentric theory. I have a concentric theory regarding religion. Regarding the expression of faith. What is the very core of our faith? The very core of our faith is love, a mature love. We're not talking some ushy-gushy feeling necessarily. We're talking about how we treat others. Love is wanting and acting for the good of another. Okay. I got a concentric theory about this. I am exceptionally good. I mean, I'm as close to as loving as it gets for somebody way out in the outer circle of my concentric circles. A little boy living in Borneo who might be suffering from poverty and severe physical handicaps. Well, hey, I just feel a lot of love for that little guy. I really do. It's really easy to love him. At least from a physical sense. You know, if I don't send him any help, then one could question whether I'm acting on my love. But let's just say I have compassion for him. What I feel inside me is positive. Now, as you get closer to my circle, start moving down toward me. Say you get into my acquaintances, people that I know superficially. Well, I'm more likely to say, she's a nice person. Oh, what a nice guy he is. Yeah, he's just pleasant. I really enjoy him. I know nothing about him. And I really don't have to interact much with him. And we don't, on a day-to-day basis, grind up against each other. So, hey, for the most part, I'm pretty tolerant of him. I'm pretty nice where he's concerned. I kind of evidence a certain, quasi-love behavior. Keep moving in. Okay, now we get into my extended family. My parents, or my aunts and uncles. Or someone that is related to me and that I see reasonably regularly. Okay, now this whole love thing, I can do it, but don't tick me off. You tick me off, you rub me the wrong way, you mistreat me, you do something wrong. In my opinion, you do something wrong. Well, okay, I still kind of love you, and maybe I can still sort of act as Christ would define love toward you. I won't retaliate, I won't be vengeful, I won't return nasty words for nasty words, or snotty words for snotty words, but it's getting harder! Then we get to the inner circle, the very center of the city, my wife, my children, my father, the very center of my love city, if you will. That is where I spend most of my time interacting with people. And that is where, if you want to put it this way, that is where I struggle with my mental illness as it is translated into love. It's not literal mental illness, but it is a struggle to accept, to tolerate, to get along with, to view more positively, to give the benefit of the doubt, to not get angry with, to not get frustrated with, to not... Why? Because you people are right in the city. They're right in my face. I can really love mankind. They're way out in the outer circles. But you start getting into my inner circle, and now you're pushing me to my limits of what it means to be a loving person. Now... You know, this, I can take you upsetting me once, but you upset me four times last week. This whole love thing is getting to be a real obnoxious demand. And I noticed that about myself. You get into the inner city, the concentric center of the circle of love that you're supposed to manifest for other people because you say you're a follower of Christ. That's where it gets harder. I'd rather just love those people kind of on the outer circles. I don't rub up against them very often. I don't have to deal with them all that often, and my interactions with them are superficial. He came over and he gave me 12 ears of sweet corn. That's nice. What a great guy. And I don't have to live with him. My concentric circle theory. You get good at showing love in the inner circles so that your wife can say, you know what, my husband is a loving guy, but I'll tell you, he's most loving with me. Now you're functioning in that circle, I think, that God is saying, well done.